This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. The EU hopes to launch a naval mission in the Red Sea within 3 weeks to help defend cargo ships against attacks by Houthi rebels in Yemen, which are hampering trade and driving up prices. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
Last week, U.S. and British forces bombed multiple targets in 8 locations used by the Iranian-backed Houthis. It was the second time the two allies have conducted coordinated retaliatory strikes on an array of the rebels' missile-launching capabilities. But High Representative Josep Borrell says the EU mission will not take part in any military strikes.
This is the purpose: protection of the ships, intercepting the attacks against the ships, not participating in any kind of actions against the Houthis, only blocking the attacks of the Houthis to the boats.
Borrell adds businesses have been demanding EU action, given the trade implications of forcing merchant ships to bypass the Red Sea on their way to and from Europe. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
White House National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan and top Israeli official Ron Dermer held a strategic meeting in Washington, D.C. on Wednesday, said spokesperson John Kirby.
They, of course, discussed the situation on the ground in Gaza. Also had an opportunity to talk about continued efforts to increase the flow of humanitarian assistance into the people of Gaza. And, of course, they talked about our ongoing collective efforts to get all the hostages released.
Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu called on Wednesday for the closure of the UN Palestinian Refugee Agency, UNRWA. Israel has accused some staff there of involvement in the October 7th Hamas assault in southern Israel that triggered the war in Gaza. Donors, including the U.S., have paused funding. The Houthis and Hamas are U.S.-designated terrorist groups. This is VOA News. Judges at the International Court of Justice on Wednesday rejected most of Ukraine's case against Russia, though they found Moscow violated elements of a UN anti-terrorism treaty. Reuters correspondent Emma Jaylay reports.
The case looked at Kyiv's accusation that Russia has equipped and funded pro-Russian forces, including rebels who shot down MH17 in July 2014, killing all 298 passengers and crew. Ukraine argued that Russia supplied the missile system that shot down the aircraft. Russia has rejected allegations about funding and controlling separatists in eastern Ukraine as fiction and, quote, blatant lies. But the court declined to rule specifically on the plane, saying terrorism funding violations only cover money, not weapons or training. Ukraine's representative stressed the judgment established Russia violated international law.
Reuters correspondent Emma Jaylay. A senior U.S. diplomat expressed confidence on Wednesday that Congress would back new aid for Ukraine, reflecting broad American support for its war effort, adding she was impressed with the unity and resolve she saw in Kyiv. Ukraine is heavily reliant on support from its Western allies, particularly in the United States, as it tries to hold its own against Russia's full-scale invasion. Now approaching the 2-year mark, uncertainty surrounds U.S. economic and military assistance for Ukraine. The United States on Wednesday added more than a dozen Chinese companies to a list created by the Defense Department to highlight firms it says are allegedly working with Beijing's military as part of the broader effort to keep American technology from aiding China. Amid strained ties between the world's two biggest economies, the updated list is one of numerous actions Washington has taken in recent years to highlight and restrict Chinese companies that it says may strengthen Beijing's military. A coalition of more than 40 civil society groups has petitioned Nigerian President Bola Tinubu, calling on him to address chronic insecurity following a series of kidnappings. Timothy Obuzu reports from Abuja.
According to a report this week by the Civil Society Coalition, at least 2,400 people have been killed and close to 1,900 others kidnapped since May last year when President Bola Tinubu assumed office. The coalition said it was deeply concerned about the deteriorating security across Nigeria and called on authorities to take, quote, actionable steps, end quote, to fix the problem. Timothy Obiezu for VOA News, Abuja, Nigeria.
Download the VOA News mobile app from the Apple App Store or Google Play. I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.